Okay, good morning, everybody, and the good Erev Shabbos. So Shishi of Ekev begins with the beautiful and classical formulation of Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Do Reisho Sa, Tamid Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba, Me Reisho Sa Shana, Ve'ad Acharish Shana, and the comparison, really the contrast, I should say, between Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim, which is Vishkisa V'Raglecha Kegana Yerak, right? Loch Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael is different. Limtar Shemayim Tishtemayim, which is the Smichos HaParshios to, of course, the second parsha of Kriyat Shema Vayayim Shema Tishmo Tzvosai, which, of course, primarily deals with the notion of Schar Va'onesh, of Kabbalah Sol Mitzos, as Chazal referred to it, and the instrument that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use for Schar Va'onesh is, of course, Geshem, is Matar, V'natati Gishmeichem Bi'itam, or, unfortunately, V'charaf Hashem Bachem V'atzaris HaShemayim Velo Yihye Matar. So that's the Smichos HaParshios between the opening of the Aliyah of Lo Cheretz Mitzrayim Hi, Nimtar Shemayim Tishtamayim, and the second Parsha of Kriyat Shema. So I just want to focus in on the first Pasuk. Vayayim Shema Tishmot Zosai Yisharanochim Mitzav Eschem Ayom Li Ahava As Hashem Lokechem Ula Avdo B'chol Vavchem V'chol Navshachem. The Ramban points out in his Parish Al HaTorah here that this section of the Chumash is dealing with a very important idea, that this is talking about, as Chazal say, the first parsha of Kriyat Shema is Liyachid, and this is for the Tzibur. This is talking about the Maisa Rov Ha'am, that these things are only going to happen not at the individual level. At the individual level, we don't have Nisim, unless you're talking about a Tzadik Gamor or a Rasha Gamor. The Benonim, the Ramban says, L'shitaso Breshas Yedchas Yedtas Ki Yedativ, Benonim, just, it's, the Derech HaTeva, which basically determines what will happen. But when it comes to, Maisa Rov Ha'am, so then we have the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, and if the Jewish people are doing the mitzvos, Mitoch Ahav Al Yavas Hashem Elokechem Lo'avdo, B'chol Vavchem V'chol Navshachem, he refers to it as Ahava Shalema, then the rest of what follows, is possible. And of course, if they do the opposite, Paniyiv Telev Ochem V'sartem V'atem Elohim Achirim Yishtach V'isem Lahem, you go in the Derech of Avodah Zarah, so then of course there will be an Os Lira'ah. This expression, Ula Avdo B'chol Vavchem, of course, is the basis of the Gemara Masech Tatainis, Taf Bezim and Aleph, of the Rambam Shita, also the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Avatim Beis Hashem Elokeichem V'yirachas Lachem Chaves Mimecha, Vasirosi Machala Mikirbecha, of the Mitzvah Tfila Daraisa B'chol Yom. The Ramban disagrees, he doesn't think there's a Chi of Daraisa Tfila B'chol Yom. Reb Chaim thinks, if you look at his famous piece in Kavan and Tfila for the Rambam, Hilchos Tfila Dalet Aleph, he says that the Ramban agrees that it's a Kiyum Daraisa to daven every single day, even if it isn't a Chi of Daraisa. So the question is, what does the Ramban do with the Pasuk of Ula Avdo, B'chol Avavchem V'chol Navshachem? So I just alluded to it, because it's hinted at in his Parish Al HaTorah. It talks about Avot Amitoch Ahava Shlema. So the Ramban in his Hasagos on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, who thinks that there's a mitzvah Daraisa to daven every single day, at least once a day, obviously midirabban, and we have the entire mapping out of Tfila, Erev Oker, V'tzarayim, Asicha, V'emma, V'yishma, Koli. So the Ramban says it's a referendum on the manner and the intensity of one's Avodas Hashem, Lo Al Tzada Safek, L'shitaso, in so many different places. We discussed last week, right, that we shouldn't have any doubts whatsoever. That was also in the context of the Ramban's, Hisham L'chal Shmor Nafshecha Mo'od, Pentishkach Hasetvarim Asher Ro'o Einecha. If we forget Maimad Har Sinai, we're likely to do the mitzvah Sal Tzad HaSafik. So again, the Ramban says, that's what Ula Avdo B'chol Avavchem is really all about. It's about the intensity of one's Avodas Hashem. What he says here in the Parish HaTorah, Mitoch Ahava Shlema. So in any event, the Ramban says, that's why, this is a point that people often miss, it's not just the Pasuk, it's not just that that pasuk exists, but the Ramban, is motivated to contemplate the possibility of tefila midaraisa be'ez tzara, because if you really believe, lo al tzad asafik, lo avdo b'chol avavchem, b'chol nafshchem, a person really believes, and they find themselves in the ez tzara, it's hard to imagine how a person wouldn't daven. Daven, that means that there's something, wrong in a much more holistic way. So, for the Ramban, it's very fascinating. Tfila really relates profoundly to the status, or I should say, the quality of one's Avodas Hashem. If one has achieved level of Ula Avdo, B'chol Avavchem will be very natural, intuitive, I would say, for a person to daven Be'ez Tzara. And that, even though, of course, the Rambam and the Ramban are having a profound disagreement as to whether there's a chi of daraisa or tefillah b'chol yom, they agree about something, I think, even more important, which is that there's an interrelationship between tefillah and avodas Hashem. So for the Ramban, if you're at the madrega of avda b'chol avchem, so it'll be very natural and intuitive for you to daven be'ez tzara. For the Rambam, there's another kind of a relationship, right? The Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Hey, he admits that he really shouldn't have counted, so to speak, the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, because it's a mitzvah hakolelas, ayin sham b'shorash aravi. Yet at the same time, right, the Rambam's point of view, which is, I think, such a beautiful point of view, is that yesh bo yichud, right? It's the yichud of tefillah and the yichud of Talmud Torah. We're not going to deal with Talmud Torah right now, but that tefillah has the capacity to catalyze all of one's avodas Hashem. That's why it could be a mitzvah yichudus and a mitzvah kolelas. And meidach gisa, that tefillah has to be reflective of one's entire avodas Hashem. So just, you know, to give an example of that, you know, gam ki tarbu tefillah inani shameya yedechem dam imalayu, that if your hands are filled with blood, right, you're not going to be able, you know, to have your tefillos accepted. And again, meidach, you know, this is the Gemara in, you know, Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph, where Rav Papa says to Abai, you know, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to our tefillos relative to the generation of Rav Yehuda? And, you know, Abai responds, because generation of Rav Yehuda, even though we learn more than they do, they learned only Nezikin, we learn Shisha Sitrei Mishnah, but they were Moser Nefesh al-Kiddush Hashem. So again, you know, here you see the integration. Tefillah becomes much more efficacious in the context of a total relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the Gemara is trying to point out. And tefillah has to be calibrated relative to a person's entire avodas Hashem. That's why you could have, you know, one of the Ramban's rayas that tefillah is the Rabban, is Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph about Rav Yehuda, that he was davening every 30 days, so Torasso Umnuso, so that, you know, naturally impacts how often he should daven. So tefillah is very much, a catalyst for avodas Hashem on the one hand, and meidach gisa, a reflection of the status of one's avodas Hashem, both in terms of its efficacy, gam ki tarbu tefillah inani shameya, in terms of its frequency. Rav Yehuda is a very good, example of that. So the Rambam thinks that there's a deep relationship between tefillah and one's entire avodas Hashem, just like the Ramban agreed that, you know, if you really are lo'avdo b'chol avcha mitoch ava shlema shalo al tzad asafek, would be completely intuitive for a person to daven be'ez tzara.